A Greater Cincinnati school district is adding two more elements to a popular college prep curriculum. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
At Liberty Junior School in the Lakota School District, the assignment is this: build a structure as tall as you can that is supported on one or two surfaces. It has to also be able to hold two small weights 5 inches apart. Chief cheerleader and teacher for this design and modeling class is Doug Knoxall.
And tell me, what is happening when a good group is working together? What's happening?
Awesomeness.
Collaboration, awesomeness.
Progress.
Progress. Anybody?
Teamwork.
Teamwork. Come on, keep going. Communication. Good teams, good teams.
Mind.
What's that?
Open-minded.
Equal contribution.
Equal contribution.
STEM education focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math to better prepare kids for careers in those fields. This year, Lakota expanded that curriculum to include the arts and medical. It's called STEAM Squared, according to Executive Director of Program Development, Lon Stetler.
And the glue that kind of holds STEAM Squared together is the design process. And so the design process is found in areas like technology, engineering, but it's also found in the arts, like architecture, industrial design, and so on.
Stetler says the U.S. Labor Department statistics show more than one half of the fastest growing occupations are STEAM squared related fields. The program is on a 5-year rollout. Lakota second graders will design windmills. Fourth graders will make an alarm system. Fifth graders will tackle a lighting system, and sixth graders will model membranes. Back at Liberty Junior School, these seventh graders have just finished measuring their tall structures.
Let's see, we're up to 108 inches, so we hold the record right here, right now, with this group. Now, I want to talk to you about this. First of all, for getting the record today, 108 inches, the day's not over. Three quick claps, please. Awesome. Now, a lot of you folks said it's as tall as possible. Right? You told me that. And then you what? You made it taller. How many people made it taller three times?
Not three times, but
at least two times.
Student Jake Apking was listening intently. He didn't know what to expect when he came to this new class a few weeks ago.
Well, I looked around the room and I thought it was mostly with computers, but guess it's more of like building and kind of collaboration.
Zoe Lape was up for today's challenge. Her group got straws, paper, measuring tape, and more.
Our teacher gave us limited supplies and we had to see if we can use those supplies to make a structure as tall as it could be. And then we had to measure it and then just improve from there.
The assigned groups compare notes in the center of the room.
The goal of this class is to have a group of innovative students who leave here with a desire to be innovative in everything they do and a goal to collaborate the skills together and to quickly seek out and find the skills that they have among each other and capitalize on them.
Lakota has a partnership with the largest vocational school in Ohio, Butler Tech. Butler Tech is providing instructors and curriculum for STEAM Squared. Knoxall, a Butler Tech employee, is a good motivator.
You have to rein in these kids' motivation. You give them hard problems, tough challenges, and they are excited about doing it.
Seventh grader Grace Kathman thinks Knoxall's class is cool and sees it helping her in the future.
I think it's going to help if you wanted to be like an engineer. It's just going to help a lot with like tools and projects and stuff. And even like next year, it might help with like a lot of projects that we do and stuff.
Eventually, the seventh graders will model in 3D on the computer.
These kids are ready for it. These kids want this. These kids want to have a multidisciplinary classroom where they can pull together the great stuff of their science teacher, the great stuff of their math teacher, and pull it together right here in a practical way to be innovative.
When these seventh graders get to high school, they can choose two paths: pre-engineering or biomedical. Eventually, area hospitals will partner for a job shadowing experience. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.